USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A Longview, Washington man has been arrested for allegedly making death threats to dozens of members of Congress. Federal prosecutors say 48-year-old Mark Leonetti made a number of rambling calls to various members of Congress, often with anti-Semitic undertones. U.S. Attorney Nick Brown says many of them included threats of violence, targeting people, many people at least that were Jewish or that he believed to be Jewish. The DOJ wouldn't say which members of Congress were targeted, citing its long-standing policy of not naming victims. The case is still being investigated by the FBI, and if convicted, Leonetti faces up to 5 years in prison for each count. At least one person is dead, several others hurt after a tornado struck St. Charles Parish in Louisiana. Parish President Matthew Jewell says search and rescue operations are underway, and several agencies are offering aid to tornado victims. A temporary shelter is also open at the community center for anyone who feels unsafe in their home.
We're in coordination right now with the United Way of St. Charles Parish. Additionally, we're also in coordination with the Red Cross, Second Harvest Food Bank, Catholic Charities. And so if we have residents who are in need, we do want them to contact the St. Charles Parish EMC.
Republican state leaders are asking for changes in TikTok.
Google and Apple are being asked to raise their age ratings for TikTok by Republican state leaders. 15 state attorneys general sent letters to the CEOs of both companies. Montana's attorney general saying the teen or 12-plus rating is too low because the app promotes drugs and alcohol use, glorifies eating disorders, and encourages illegal and dangerous challenges. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Border officials say they're bracing for an increase in immigration when Trump-era restrictions, known as Title 42, are lifted December 21st. Drug enforcement officials are worried about the possibility of an increase in drugs, such as fentanyl, being smuggled across the border at the same time. Here's Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
The DEA has taken an approach where they are have established two counter-threat teams. This is the kind of approach you take to organizations that pose a national security threat.
Two sailors and a dog lost at sea for 10 days are back on dry land thanks to a sharp-eyed tanker crew member. Kevin Hyde and Joe DiTomaso were reported missing 9 days after leaving Cape Hatteras on a 30-foot sailboat headed to Florida. The two were adrift for days until they flagged down the tanker Silver Muna about 200 miles off the coast of Delaware Tuesday. Hyde said the boat was disabled in a storm that blew them off course.
We were going to turn southwards into Hatteras, and just as we got to that point, a huge storm blew up and just blew us off course, and I lost part of my mast, so I didn't have the power to make the turn. So by that time, we were just being pushed out to sea farther and farther.
Seattle Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith addressed the media ahead of their Thursday night matchup against the San Francisco 49ers. Smith said in order to limit the impact of Nick Bosa, the team needs to be dynamic and limit his chances. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.